You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Vayikra Zohar Tavshin Ayin Vav. We know that the parsha that we're going to read, that we're going to lay in this Shabbos, Zohar Tashosach HaMolek, is the mitzvah to remember HaMolek and Lo Yitishkach. Mitzvah Schira Lo Yitishkach HaMolek. The Gemara in Megillah says that why do we do Zohar before Purim? It's because they shtiktoim Schira L'Asiya. Remembering has to come before doing. What does doing have to do here? What do you do? You're doing what? You're doing Purim. How by doing Purim, you're doing Asiya that has to do with HaMolek? Bishlam HaSchira, you're doing Zohar, you remember that there was a Molek in the world. What is the Asiya? The Asiya is you go ahead and you're doing what? What are we doing? Obviously, the Gemara is not referring to the fact that the Klap and Haman, right? That's a later thing. So where is the Asiya of HaMolek in Purim? And it's interesting that Rashi, in the base on the base in Megillah, says the Asiya is Achila V'Shtiya. Speaking about something else. It refers to Achila V'Shtiya. Achila V'Shtiya, Bechlal doesn't mean Mishlo and Megillah, maybe. Achila V'Shtiya, what do you have to do? What does it have to do with the Asiya of HaMolek? What the Shaykh is? Zohar Tashosach HaMolek in general is something also very hard and difficult to understand. You remember HaMolek. What did HaMolek do? HaMolek went ahead, as the Medrash tells us, Kirasan Batyo. He made the bath cold. No. So what did he do? I mean, we know that there's Oivim in Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, unfortunately, we have the Goyim hate us all the generations. And always with some Loyachas about the Leinu, right? That every generation, Choldor Adorim, Dilin Chalor Seinu, we have every generation. So HaMolek was the first one that, you know, started it again after the Kehamim Tzrayim. Everybody was afraid, but he did it. That, why is that so terrible? It's mamish, like the worst of the worst. The Katz of HaMolek. He was Makar that Batya, showing, so what did he do so bad? Why is it so terrible? And finally, we have a Minchas Chinuch, which I mentioned Sunday, that tells us that Zohar may be, even after your Moicha HaMolek, you could go and finish HaMolek, there'll be no HaMolek in the world, do you still have to remember HaMolek? Says the Minchas Chinuch, he holds, even Mizman Mashiach, there'll be no HaMolek in the world, you still have a mitzvah of Zohar. Why? I mean, if it's not here anymore, what's the point? This week, we're starting Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is the Sefer of the Korbanos. And the first mitzvah that we have in the Korbanos is, we start the whole first series of the parasha, is Korbanos Nedava. Korbanos Nedava parasha was a very small portion. Nedarim v'Nedavas came, obviously, to the Beis HaMikdash. But that wasn't the Ikar Avoidus HaKorban that we had. We have all the Avoidus that we have, which are the Korban Chatos, the Korban Oilo, and Korban Shlamim. There's Nedarim Nedavas. Sometimes Nedarim Nedavas like Karvu. Why does the Torah start Sefer Vayikra with Nedarim Nedavas? And from there you learn to the Chayva. The Ikar Limud to the Korbanos of Chayva comes from the Nedava. So I want to share with the Oilam something that I mentioned on Shabbos and the Siyum HaShas. Just take an idea from there. We know this week's parasha as well. Every time you do a korban, where do you do it? You do it on the mizbeach. Mizbeach. Why is a mizbeach called a mizbeach? Right? That's the question they put on there. Why is a mizbeach called a mizbeach? Mizbeach, the Radak at Sefer Sharosh, he mentioned the zevach is a lotion of shchita. There is four avoidus in the korban. Shchita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, Zrika. What is the one which is, let's say, the one that actually touches the Mizbeach? Which avoid touches the Mizbeach? Zrika. Shchita can be done far away from the Mizbeach. You have Hoylacha to walk the Mizbeach. So why is Mizbeach called Zevach? Mizbeach, Lashon Zevach, Lashon Shchita. Question number one. And the Radak himself brings the Zara. We have Mizbeach Hazov. Mizbeach Hazov is the one they did the Keteris. No, during the year, not one korban was done in Mizbeach Keteris, except the Keteris. And the only time of the year that we threw dumb in the Mizbeach was when? Yom Kippur. So why do you have, why is it called Mizbeach? Why is it called Mizbeach? So we're down an idea, which is brought down in the Ramchal regarding something else, that the whole concept of having a korban in the world is a big chiddush. Why? Because Be'etzem, what does the korban do? The Gemara tells us, Nachasuach lefonai shol marti v'nasa ritzoini. The whole idea of a korban is we, in a sense, benefit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kivyochol. Nachasuach lefonai, I did something. What does the Adon do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's really a shiloh for everything. For Torah, for mitzvahs, karbonis as well. Karbonis is the peak of the avoida. And why Kadosh Baruch Hu needs anything from Adam? What does he need? So we brought down that the Chaz speaks about it as well. What's brought down in many sfarim, the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a makom for Adam to work, meaning he, in a sense, limited himself. He brought a place for Adam to work. He took away from himself. And mimele, the Adam has an ability to do what he has to do. The lashon the Mekubalim uses, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem himself, which means he shrinked his revelation in this world. So now you don't see him. So Adam has what to do. What does it do? Mimikala, Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does Adam have to do when he has a korban? He has to take away from himself to get Kadosh Baruch Hu. Either by, you know, paying money, taking a korban. And obviously, as the Ramban mentions, the whole idea of a korban is to imagine and reflect that whatever is done to the korban is done to you. It's a mirror image. That whatever is done to the korban is supposed to be done to you. So a person is kivyochol machni himself and mishabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you mentioned the idea comes like this. Zevach is losher and zvichol. You have to take away from yourself. We find something similar. The Garden of Vilna says, what is the concept of koiris bris? Bris means connection. Koiris means separation. So how do you, what's koiris bris? So the famous Garden says, how do you do a koiris bris? Each person takes something that's very important for him and gives it to the other party. And so the other party does and gives it to the first party. I have something very valuable, I give it to you. Nair has something valuable, gives it to me. That's what we do a bris, that's what we connect. By each one giving up on himself something, that's how you have a connection. Krisa is translated by korban to zvicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving up on himself, on his revelation in the world, to give Adam makom to do something. The Adam is giving up on himself, that he's not a kol yachol, he's mishabed himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you have a korban. That's why the korban is called mizbeach, lashon zevach, meaning each one is doing a zvicha of himself. Each one is giving up on himself. That's how korban works. The Maharal says, on the pasuk that says in mizbeach, mizbeach adom atasali, mizbeach avonim atasali, right? Lo yisiv nezim gazi. So the Gemara already mentions what in mizbeach, in mashpa. If you'll do a mizbeach, you have to do a mizbeach, right? So that's one of the places where the Torah calls something beloshern if, even though it's actually it's a tzivui. Okay, but why does it say if? That's always the Maharal goes back to that question. It's a very nice idea. In mizbeach adom atasali. Why? Because lav dafka means you have to do it. So why does it say him? Says the Maharal, because the whole idea of a korban needs to be ben adava. Needs to be that you're agreeing to do it. Even though the mizbeach is something which is, you have korbanos chayva that you have to do, but in essence, the real way of korban is only ben adava. And according to what we're saying, it makes a lot of sense. The etzem idea of mizbeach means that you're mishabes of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It could be. It was told you to do it, not told you to do it. But the only way mizbeach works is when a person has the right machshava that he, on his own, is sacrificing the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you do mitzvahs anoshim ulumado by a korban, it doesn't work. That's what the Navi tells. Lamen li reiziv chechem, Yom Hashem. Right? And the pasuk that says the Gabi, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, do I need your zvachim? Do I need the eilim? All what I need is your heart. Right? That's what Anavi says. All what I need is that you really want to do it. You have the will, the understanding that you're going in, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, and you're bimakriv and mishabed yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole essence of having a korban. So sometimes there could be a tzivui of a korban. could be you must do a korban. I know. But if you do the korban only being must, so you lose the whole etz of the korban. That's why it says, im yizbeach adam ta'aseh, says the Maharal. It's if, meaning it really depends on you. It really depends on you. So my father told me that he asked Rav Yonasan, when he put out the Gerayah with this Maharal, he asked Rav Yonasan David, so why it says im yizbeach adam? It should say in korban. Like, the mizbeach is only the chetipze, how the korban will come. Why, if you want to just tell me the korban needs to be done with Nedivu's life, speak about a korban. Why speak about mizbeach? But according to what we're learning now, it makes a little sense, because mizbeach is the essence of the korban. The reason mizbeach is called mizbeach is because each one is marked from himself. So the mizbeach reflects the essence of the korban. That's when I speak about the mizbeach, which means the zevach from each side. That's when I tell you im mizbeach. You should know that the mizbeach means whatever you do in the mizbeach, which is the korbanos. And has to do the whole avodah is that you go in and you do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea the mizbeach is. Mimele could explain that Sefer Vayikra, that's where Vayikra starts. Sefer Vayikra starts with nedavah. The whole beginning of the pasha is all korbanos nedavah. From there you learn korbanos chayva. Why? Because really the whole essence of korban is a davar. Sometimes you have chayva, okay, you have to do it. But the real way to do it, the real avodah is to do it in a davar. So the Torah is emphasizing this by starting with a davar and teaching you chayvas from the davas. That's why Sefer Yikra is this way. That's it. So that's an idea of korban bechlal in the Sefer, and the fact that's how the Sefer starts. Now let's go back to Amalek. We know that, bringing it in a way, the Ramosha, I heard it recently, one of the Shurim, speaks about it, brings the Goyen, that says that there's three types of Yitzhara. The Goyen brings, there's a Yitzhara, which is a Yitzhara of Taiva. The person has Taivas. That Yitzhara belongs to the right, that Yitzhara belongs to Yishmoel. Asar Kabin Shazanus, the Odiloyim Tishat Larvim. That's one Yitzhara. There's another Yitzhara to the other side, which is the Yitzhara of, let's say, Kas, anger. That's the Yitzhara belongs to the left. The Yitzhara belongs to Esav, Achar B'chatichya. You go and crush, you go and do things. That's two Yitzharas. Then there's a middle Yitzhara. The middle Yitzhara is called Yitzhara of what? Of Dvorim B'Telim. What does it mean, Dvorim B'Telim? It means you're not being pushed by any side too much. It's not Yitzhara, you're not being pulled because someone has typhus or someone has, he needs to conquer and make money and control. He just doesn't care. And it's like a Dvorim B'Telim is like just taking away the cheshivas of things, take away the importance of things. That's Dvorim B'Telim, it's bottle. It's Dvorim not chashuv. What an Adam needs to be, Adam has to try as much as he can to put the important things in front of him, to have chashivas, to have koyach, that's what to do. But at kamadi you go and you have dvorim betalim. Dvorim betalim is you take away the whole importance. I'm not being pulled by any extreme power. I'm not interested. The guy goes on to say that this is the koyach of that's a yitzhara that goes specifically against the bichachomim. Let's say they worked it themselves, and they're not really being driven to do all kinds of crazy stuff. But when they're learning, you know, it takes away from their focus. And that the Dvorim B'Telim is really what's called Bitul Torah. Bitul Torah means you have Torah and you just don't do it, not because of different extremes. We know when Amalek came, as the Midrash tells us, Amalek came where? It says Ve'ilochem b'Yisrael b'refidim. The Amalek comes wherever there is a Bitul Torah, wherever there's Dvorim B'Telim. It's brought down that Amalek belongs to Yitzhara of Dvorim B'Telim. Amalek is the source of Yitzhara of Dvorim B'Telim. The concept, according to what we're learning, goes like this. And this is connected to what we just said in Sefer Vayikra. The idea is like this. The Gemara of Dezer tells us that each one of the Umas Oilin will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of the days and say, Kolmash, we did all, we did this and this, we did so much. We We were part of it. We did it. We deserve something. Obviously, because Rule says you did it all for yourself, etc. Every umm in the world has different yitzharas. Medrash tells us, because we all went to give the Torah. He went to Bnei Yisrael. He said, what says? Loisinov. Can't accept it. It's against our essence. Okay, to Bnei Yisov, the regular Bnei Yisov. Loisinov, against our essence. There's yitzharas, takes us away. We're not able to be in the right place, in the right direction, because different things are pulled us away. But eventually, when Kishbuk comes, they will say, no, I really meant to do good. You didn't understand me. I was really in the right place, in the right time. I should have done it. You should have, as the Moral of the Yom Dizor says, you should have forced us to get the Torah. You really wanted the Torah. When the emes is being revealed, then Umas Olam in general are subject themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They agree to be under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Except Amalek. On Amalek it says, V'lo yore Elohim. He's not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not afraid. Meaning what? Let's take it to what the point that we mentioned in Gavin the Mizbeach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world a mokum for Adam to do. He created this, in other words, he removed himself for Adam to be able to work. When he's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, then there's challenges. Then the challenge is, will you do the right thing or the wrong thing? So Umasulam said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was too difficult for us. When you weren't here, I could see. We couldn't see the right, the emes. So we had Yitzhara, the right Yitzhara, we had the left Yitzhara, we had too many things pulling us away. We're so sorry, we weren't able to do it, you weren't here. But the minute you come and you're in front of us, that's it. We're subject to ourselves. And as the Gemara tells us, lost in love, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? Each Jew will come and they'll be going, shlapping into Eretz Yisrael. They're all going to be in the right place. They're Amchal, as he says in their Chachma, that the whole idea of the world is the way Hashem created the world is the Am Yisrael is in control, and the Umos receive the Hashpah as Am Yisrael. And they will, when the minute the Emes will be revealed, all the Umos will accept it. And they'll say, basically, what they could have said when we go over the Zohar is, we didn't realize we were in the dark. We were in a time where Adam has a mokum to do a Mizbeach, meaning Hashem was not here in front of us. He removed himself, so I have a problem. Amalek is the one that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, they're fighting him. They're trying to get him out of here. It's not that they were blinded by their different push, by the different Yetzers. They don't want, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, they're against it. That's what Amalek did when Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim. When Am Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, everybody in the world saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed. To a certain degree, Kriya Samsuf, all the Umasoyim were under the fear in the Yira. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, I can see him. So we're not touching them. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, I'm not doing anything. Came Amalek, and he's fighting Bistral. Chazal HaMenesh tell us, what did he do? He was Mekaradan Batyo. He made the bath cold. Meaning what? So we said, what's the big tiny? He made the bath cold. No, Shoyin's, what's the problem? Made the bath cold means he went ahead and he removed the HaKadosh Baruch Hu from here. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is over here is very hard to deny him. It's right over here. Amalek is trying to go ahead and cloud it again and bring the Dvarim Batalim when people are not focused on what's there and get it out of here. That's what Amalek is trying to create. He's Mekar that Batya. Everybody right now knows exactly what's going to happen. You go here, you're going to get burned. I'm not going to that Batya. One guy jumps into it. So everybody says, so if he could do it, I could do it too. So then their judgment is being clouded again. That's what Amalek does. What does Hashem say about Amalek? Ki yod al kesko, milchom al Hashem ha'amalek. Yod al kesko, ein Hashem sholem ve'in akise sholem ad sheimu chazar shel Amalek. Hashem says, there's no way in this world to have a revelation of Hashem and to have Amalek as well. Because Amalek, by definition, is denying that. All what he's doing is to take away the revelation. So every other Umayyad is, okay, while I have no choice, I'm tied up to a system which I can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I do wrong things. But the minute you can bring me in the right place, in the right light, I'll be okay. Amalek is trying to fight that. That's the Dvarim Batalim. He's fighting the Torah. He's not having some other extreme things pull him away. He is going against the Torah itself. He's going itself and making the Ambatya cold. That's what he's fighting. That's the Taina against Amalek. The taina against the Malak is, what are you doing? Because what was here? So just be sharp with yourself. He says, no, I want to push him away. I want to make things to be master him again, to hide him again. That's what Malak says. That's why, says, obviously you could say it in any way, but based on what we say makes it even more, it's even clearer. Even though Amalek is gone, we still have to remember him. Because Amalek is not just Tam Umo that we have to fight. It's an Umo who represents the whole idea of denying Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence, of hiding Kadosh Baruch Hu from here, of living in your own world. So therefore, even when Amalek himself is away, you still have the mitzvah of Zochet HaShasach HaAmalek. Remember what Amalek is. Always have the focus. Don't have the Dvarim B'Tehillim. That's the whole milchama and the whole sipur of Amalek. When we get to Purim, the idea of Purim is the whole avodah of Purim, and that's what we mentioned a little bit last week. The avodah of Purim is, as the Goyim mentions at the beginning of Megillah, the whole concept of Purim is that in this world, in nature, in the place where everything is hidden, everything is dark, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Esther is Lashon. Where you learn Esther? Esther is Ponai. So as we brought down, not that it means that Esther refers to the Hester Ponai that happened before the Neis Purim. But the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing that in the Hester, I'm still there. Toicha Astara, as the song goes, I'm there. That's the Gilui Purim. That's why the name of Hashem is not mentioned once in the Megillah. Because the name of Hashem is a revelation from above. The whole idea of the Megillah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in nature. He's part of the world. And that is a Gilui from above. We always mention the word Rav Moshe Shapira says, that the Gemara tells us that Mizmor al Ayelet HaShachar, that Mizmor was darshan on Esther, Ma Shachar Sof HaLaila, Af Esther Sof HaNisim. The morning is the end of the night, so Esther is the end of miracles. One second. The morning ends the night. And Esther ends the miracles. So Esther, Ilchur, ends. The morning is when everything becomes light and bright. Takes away the darkness. Esther is taking away what? The Nisim. The Chur is taking away the light. Esther should be Nimshol, not to Shachar, but to evening. Pshat says, no. Esther revealed something much greater than we had till now. Until now, we thought the only way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Nisim. Nisim, you have a miracle. As the Rambam said, what's a Nes? A Nes is like a lightning. You have a lightning for 1 second, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, another lightning. The Gilui of Esther was, it's a continuous Gilui. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here wherever you are. You don't need a lightning from above. It's in your regular day-to-day life, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Esther is Nimshol Teshachar. The same way morning ends the night, so does Esther end the period of darkness where only lightning can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and becomes a continuous light, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you are. That's the whole idea of Purim. The mitzvah of Yom Purim, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully maybe next we'll get to it a little more, bring us to that Gilui. In the most simplest way, the Tzaddik says it, Chayiv Nishlev Yisurim Parayo, the whole idea of getting drunk in Purim, is the Pshat, you take away your own das, and you're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of here. We are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are. And that's the idea of Purim. So therefore, Purim is the exact opposite of Amalek. The whole idea of Amalek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. Let's be master him. Let's try to to take away the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. I want to hide him. Should be Ein Hashem Shalom. They ain't the Kis Hashem. I don't want to see him. He should be gone. That's what Amalek does. The whole idea of Purim and the Avodah Purim, the Chil of Ishtiyah, and the way we're saying now in the drunkenness, is all to what? The Sekhesh Baruch is wherever we are. That's exactly the opposite of Amalek. That's why Purim is a seal. We're taking away Amalek by doing. We're doing mitzvahs that take away Amalek. That's the idea of that seal of Purim. And the Zohar is Lehagdim Schiro LaSiyah. Before you go ahead and you actually do the Mechias Amalek of Purim, by taking away whatever Amalek is influencing us in the world, we go and remember that on the Shabbos before. Says the Gemara, that's Schira L'Asiya. We're being magdim the Schira of Amalek to the Asiya of Amalek. We're remembering Amalek and what he did to us and remembering what we have to do in order to go and do the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek and Purim the right way. And the mitzvah is to take away the one who is master HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. That's what all Amalek is trying to do, is to be master. And our avodah is always to do Gilui, to Megale, to Megale, to Meshabbat ourselves, to be a Mizbeach, where we're taking the Korbanos and giving in sacrifice to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and be Megale Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Basically, Purim is, in essence, what is our job throughout the whole.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.